Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, everyone, to Sisters Talk Radio on this beautiful Friday here in Seattle. And with me, I'm so thrilled to have Savitri. Welcome.
Hi. Well, great to be back. It's been a while.
Yes, great. And we have Joy. Welcome, Joy. Always love having you on the show.
Hi, Mona. Thanks for having
me. Great. And we have back our wonderful sister, Natalie.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here now.
Yeah, exactly. And she said that because we have a really interesting topic for women today. And the title is Simplifying Your Life by Being in the Moment. And I wanted to start the show out with Savitri because this, answering this question, because a lot of women don't understand exactly how that happens and how you accomplish things in your day. So Savitri, why is it so, or first of all, what is being in the moment and why is it so important, especially right now, to embrace getting things done by being in the moment?
Well, you know, the busier you are, the more you really should be in the now, because it's the most efficient way of living your life. And it's when we are in our lazy mode, in our hanging out mode, we develop this habit of reminiscing about the past, even if the past was miserable, and then daydreaming about the future, and we can't even control that. And that habit sort of starts when we're little, when we're just, you know, when things happened in the past, those good old days, or remember when, and you know, when families get together, they're chatting about the past, and they're chatting about one day we'll do this, and one day we'll do that. So we're training our children, we're training ourselves to always go to the past and always go to the future. Well, what's happening in the now? What about just like looking at one another right now, asking each other, how are you doing now? What do you feel now? What are you doing now? You know, we rarely spend time when we get together doing that with other people. So that's why we rarely do that with ourselves. When you're totally in the moment of now, that's when your mind, your body, and your soul can work together as a team in that sacred space called oneness. You know, people always talk about the power of oneness and the power of now. Well, this is why it has power, because what it means is the power of your mind to think. Instead of going in the past and going in the future, now you have that power to think and focus and create is right now. The power of the body to take the direction, to take the mind's direction of thought and the body's heart's direction of feeling, now the body can, in the now, act upon it. So if you're too much in the past and the future, the mind gets all confused. It gets stressed, it gets overwhelmed, it gets depressed, it gets scared because you're stretching it. In other words, you're stretching it horizontally instead of living vertically. When you're living vertically, the mind and the body and spirit smoothly work together. When you're living horizontally, you're literally stretching the mind beyond its ability. You're saying to the mind, I want you to live in the past, I want you to live in the future, and I want you to live now all at the same time. And that is very, very stressful for the nervous system. And that is why people are stressed. They're really not stressed because they're busy. They're stressed because they are stretching their mind from past to future to now all at the same time. So the power of now, really, the key to the power of now is being very focused in the moment.
So when people, in fact, Natalie and I were just talking about this before the show, we can be in the moment and then all of a sudden we find ourselves in this rushing energy. Mm-hmm. It's like we trust the rushing energy, or like we don't trust that we're going to be able to accomplish things unless we're rushing.
Well, that's not being in the moment. When you're in a rushing mode, you are definitely moving into future mode. And what you're doing is the body is saying, based on the data I've got now and what I've experienced in the past, if I don't rush, I'm going to be late or I won't get this task done. Whenever you're in the rushing mode, your mind is literally going to the past. This is what I've seen before happen. I better hurry up. And then it takes that decision and pushes you into the future. And so you're definitely not in the now when you're in a rushing mode.
So is that rushing energy, are you compensating for a lazy part of yourself?
Absolutely. Because what happens is life goes on. Life is going to move whether you like it or not. So if you're in this daydream mode of living in the past and projecting in the future, and then suddenly a situation pops up and you go, oh my God, I was lost in my daydream. I completely forgot about this. And now you have to rush into the moment of now. That's what you're doing. You're trying to rush into the moment of now. Well, you can't rush into the moment of now. The moment of now is already happening. The only way you can get the moment of now is not by rushing, but by calming the mind down, connecting it to the heart, feeling your body, connecting with your breath. Meditation, at least the meditation I teach, really realigns you to the moment of now, because the moment of now actually is in your heart, where your soul unites. Mm-hmm. So it's the only way to get out of that rushing mode is literally to do the meditations that we all do together, is realigning the mind with the heart in the body, and then the breath begins to calm down, then that rushing feeling starts to dissipate, and then now you're so much more focused on what's going on right now.
Natalie, you had a comment.
You just said a word, Savitri, that has followed me for my entire life, which is daydreaming. Mm-hmm. And I remember, ever since I was really little, I was always, oh, Natalie, she's such a daydreamer. She's always daydreaming. And I thought it was just maybe a personality quality. And now that I've been doing meditation, I've looked back at, well, what was that really? When I was little, I would just create this little fantasy world for myself. And it was because the moment of now, it wasn't safe for me. I didn't really have the tools to be able to feel it. And then it's like that habit just kind of, then anytime anything was uncomfortable when I was an adult and I actually did have the tools to deal with it, I still would kind of go into daydream or watch a movie or this kind of escape pattern. And I found in order to be effective at my job, I've had to really like retrain and grow up that part of myself. I haven't done it yet. I still get into rush mode because it's like, oh, I was daydreaming. Better rush. But yeah, it's interesting because it feels like it starts pretty young.
Yeah, it does. And we encourage it in children. And that's not correct. We need to help them feel happy in the now. You know, whenever we cannot handle the moment of now, as you mentioned, we go into the daydreaming mode. And that's one of the things that my soul commented on me, that I was so busy daydreaming, I missed out on the moment of now. And when I start to meditate and connect with my soul just demands, show up right now. No past. Past is over. You can't do anything about that. Mm-hmm. But you can change who you are right now with your thoughts, your feelings, and your action. And that is the future you're going to end up with.
Mm-hmm. So when you catch yourself in that daydreaming mode, like you just, like all of a sudden you catch, oh, I've been doing this, and all of a sudden you're in the moment. But then that moment goes by, and then there's another moment. So do you just, is it just a constant train of moments going by, and you're going to say, well, I'm going to hop on the train, like, right here? And is that how it works?
Yeah, the moment of now is, in a sense, literally beyond time. It's when your soul, it's when timeless and form come together. And so your mind can't even comprehend it. And that's when you're in that place called flow, beyond comprehension. You just find suddenly your life is just flowing. That's when you're really in the now.
So time just kind of dissolves then.
Exactly.
So how do you integrate that with when you're working with others and who might not have this same train of thought? Or does it even matter?
It doesn't matter.
They don't even need to know that you're functioning in the moment. So
no,
you don't have to.
No, they'll feel it. They'll feel it because you'll be so focused, you'll be so present, you'll hold that energy for everybody else in the room, and whoever doesn't want to be part of that will find it stressful, will find it annoying, or else they slowly, bit by bit, will start changing also, and they'll feel that calmness. They'll feel that there's something, they'll feel, that's the key, they'll feel something beautiful. In the moment of now, you feel. How many times we go through a whole day busy, living in daydream state, living from past, living from future, and we're really, by the time we go home, we go, did I feel today?
Now
you are feeling the beauty of yourself. You're feeling the wholeness of who you are. So you never in the moment of now feel a sense of separateness, feel a sense of loneliness. You never feel depressed. You never feel sad. Whenever I feel any of those emotions, I go, uh-oh, I lost contact with the moment of now. I'm going back to the past.
Fascinating. I know this, we're going to go to a break here in a minute, but driving home, sometimes you get all the way home and you go, I don't even remember driving the last 2 miles.
Exactly.
That's a classic not in the moment. Well, listen, we have to take a break right now, and you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome.
Great. And we have Joy and Natalie. Welcome, girls.
Hello.
Great. We're having this great conversation. And Savitri, what you offered or shared on the first segment was really powerful because it's something we all struggle with and we move in and out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the moment and we almost kind of know we're in the moment because we're happy. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to be happy in the moment, but when you flip out of that, is you know all of a sudden it's your mind gets in the way. It's the conversation your mind is creating with you, not anything externally. It's inside you, right?
Mm-hmm. And you know that, the key to also being in the now is in the moment is to be more organized. Mm-hmm. The more organized you are in your life, more organized with your thoughts, with your feelings. A more organized lifestyle, you will automatically start flowing more into the now. It's when you're taking those daydreaming breaks, those mini vacations, not showing up in your life because you don't like the situations in your life. that life just accumulates, and by the time you do show up, you get overwhelmed. You go, oh, my God, I have all this to do. Well, you weren't showing up. you were daydreaming somewhere and leaking your energy through not showing up in your life. And now when you do show up, you go into major mode. Doesn't mean you're in the now. In other words, you're just aware that you were in a daydream. Now your job is to realign the mind and the heart and the body together. And that's what the meditations that I teach that. Actually, I'm doing a workshop September 14th and 15th in Bellevue, Washington State. That's September 14th and 15th of this year, called Welcoming the Light. And it's really just all about learning how to live in the now, welcoming your soul into your body, realigning the mind, body, and spirit together in the heart chakra. And if you can go on aliveandshinecenter.com, aliveandshinecenter.com, and look up Welcoming the Light workshop September 14th and 15th, and I will show you very simple meditation techniques that take anywhere from 30 seconds to a couple minutes that you do throughout the day to keep in realigning you into that moment of now. This is not a meditation that you do for hours on end. It's about realigning your mind, body, and spirit all day long when you need it the most.
Exactly. Savitri, in fact, I was going to say we have a banner ad on our show site that you can mm-hmm. click through and get there. So you can go to sisterstalkradio.com and watch for the banner with that workshop and click through. Okay. Go ahead, Natalie, you had a question.
I just want to say, it's not a question, I just want to say about the workshop, Savitri. I don't know that I've ever told you this before, mm-hmm. but I really feel that, so I work for a nonprofit, for those listeners who aren't aware, and when you work for a nonprofit, it means that your job description is everything all at once. And I started I took the Welcoming the Light workshop right when I got involved with this organization. And at that point, it was nothing. I mean, it was an idea. It was an idea with a founder, and she and I, you know, talked about it. It was a dream. It was a great plan, but neither of us really knew what we were doing. And there were certain things that I could be in the moment of now with, and then magic happened. So I was really good at maybe making flyers, or I was really good at connecting with people or starting programs. But to get anything really off the ground, you have to do a lot of stuff, and you have to do the stuff you don't like to do. And I found that with your techniques that I've done, I mean, I do them every day, and it's the only way that anything ever gets done, I've been able to do the stuff I don't like and actually bring myself into it. Things like financial management and, I mean, God, how boring, you know, whatever it is, like data entry, that kind of stuff. It's the kind of stuff that just doesn't, if it doesn't get done, things can't blossom, you know, because mm-hmm. it's like having a baby when you're starting a business. And mm-hmm. it really allowed me to bring love into the places that I know that without those techniques, nothing would have happened. It would have just remained really half formed, because I only would have done the stuff I like to do instead of really bringing myself in. So thank you. You're one of the mothers of the organization. You didn't even know it.
Thank you for saying that. But you said something really clever. You said, "It's when I was really good at something, I was more in the now. And I really mm-hmm. loved it, I was more in the now." And that is so true. When you're in that feeling of connectedness, when you're in a feeling of happiness, when you're in that feeling of, I really love my life right now, you are in the moment of now. Mm-hmm. Now, the key is to have that feeling all day long, even with things you don't like, even with things you don't enjoy doing. When mm-hmm. you can allow yourself to say, you know what, even though I don't enjoy this, I'll find a way to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's a way to discover a new way of doing something. So it's really about finding that space where allowing yourself, I can find a positive feeling and expression through this task that I don't like. That's when we tend to daydream a lot, when we go, oh, I don't like this. How can mm-hmm. I just numb out and not really pay attention? Well, that's the most inefficient thing to do, because you're going to take a task and make it take so much longer. You know,
it's
find you
true.
Do something and you say, why did it take so long to do that? Because you didn't mm-hmm. like it, because you didn't love it, because you didn't try to find a new way of enjoying it.
One thing too, Savitri, and it's amazing just the clarity that's coming listening to you speak. Because as opposed to Natalie, I work in the corporate world, which is a very different environment that has some of the same challenges to overcome. But the one thing I realized as you were talking is that, you know, one of the reasons why I don't like certain things, quote unquote, don't like certain things at work, is because you're worried about the outcome that's going to happen. Mm. At least for me, that's what happens. Yeah. And I realized, well, wait a minute, if I'm worried about the outcome that might happen, Well, you're in the future, and you're in a future that you're going to make happen if you don't live in the now and do what you're supposed to do now. And it's just amazing to realize that if I focus on where I am right now and what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing, it turns out fine. It's only when I'm, oh my gosh, I hope this turns out okay, and I really don't want to do this because it might turn out bad and I might look bad. Well, then you're going to make a mess of everything.
Yes.
And it's like if you just lived in the moment and did what felt right, magic happens.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Well, and to add to that, Joy, what I found is when I'm doing something that I don't like doing, I waste too much time just having the grumbling conversation in my mind. And that's where I found that as I was preparing for this show, it was like, oh, okay, it's just really part of being in the now is disciplining that mind to watch that chatter that can happen, especially around things you don't like. I have a different kind of chatter around things I do like, but when I get around things I don't like, the grumbling that just happens internally just wastes a lot of time. And if I've got that grumbling going on, I guarantee you I'm not in the moment. And I find that it just prevents me from experiencing that there might be some joy in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, and it's the whole idea, like if you think about like at work, some people may enjoy their jobs and some people maybe it's not the most enjoyable part of their week. And you spend so much of your work day during your Monday through Friday or whatever your work week is, grumbling about the fact that you have to be at work and waiting for the weekend. And you're waiting for the weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're missing out. And I'm guilty of this too. I realized one day after one of the workshops with Savitri, I realized, my gosh, I'm wasting all this time. It's like if I'm waiting for the weekend to happen, well, there's 5 days that go by that I could be living and learning and growing and finding out new ways to discover joy in the world.
Exactly.
But if you're waiting for the weekend, then you're letting all that just pass by without taking the opportunity that's there.
Exactly, which is why when I was writing up the show description, it was like, it's so easy to just say, oh, I'm going to be in the moment this weekend. I'm going to be in the moment when I have time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in the moment when I have my 2 weeks of vacation. And it's like, well, who's to say you're going to be in the moment then? Your mind chatter is still going to be running 100 miles an hour during those times than you would be if you were just like right this second.
Yeah.
And again, it's just, I'm finding, and I'm obviously catching parts of myself, it's just, my mind gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
That mind, and that's where one of the techniques you offer, Savitri, is that centering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So powerful.
One interesting thing is when you're thinking, you're definitely not in the now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quick way that I find out, am I in the now? If I'm thinking, even if I just feel the feeling, I don't have to think that sentence. I just focus on, am I feeling a beautiful feeling? Am I aware of my body? Do I have to think in order to get me in the now? Am I thinking a past thought or a future thought? Then I'm definitely not in the now.
Mm-hmm. And you know that there's just this default setting in my system that anytime, let's say, I might be feeling that somebody initiates a conversation with me, it's like I instantly pop out of that and it just goes right to my head.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I'm thinking and I'm going, oh, can't be doing that.
Well, and sometimes, especially it's a patience and it's a trust. Because the thing is you're right, the programming, like Savitri mentioned in the first segment, we're trained from small children to get up in that head, think about what's going to happen, remember the past, plan for the future, all that kind of thing. And it instantly pops you up there. And that's the quicker, in the beginning, that's the quicker path, is your brain kicks in automatically. And sometimes you might have to wait, oh my goodness, like a few seconds for your feeling to kick in, when you have to pause. And sometimes it's almost as, well, I can't wait to feel what I'm supposed to do.
Well, and I'm guilty of that.
I can't wait to feel, but then you realize, well,
what else is there?
What are you listening to then? You're listening to the part of you that's past, future, instead of what am I supposed to do right now? And you feel it, and then you have everything lined up to do exactly what you're supposed to do now.
Well, the funny thing is when you're in the past and future and people say, well, I don't like feeling, I don't have time to feel. Well, they are feeling stress. They are feeling anger. They are feeling overwhelmed. They are feeling fear. So they're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Well, we're saying feel beautiful feelings. That's how you get yourself in the now. When you're feeling gratitude, when you're feeling smile, when you're feeling, wow, this is a wonderful way to discover a new thing I can do. I find joy and change.
These are the feelings that realign you into the now. When you're feeling the stress and the overwhelm and all that, you are wearing out your whole body. We know that the cause of ill health is stress. This mm-hmm. is what creates stress, living in the past or future.
It's fascinating to... Go ahead, Natalie.
One place... This is just speaking a little bit about the difference between... feeling the feelings of freaking out because you've got a deadline tomorrow. But I find one place where I can really be in the moment is in a yoga class. And I was in one the other day, and the teacher said there are two kinds of actions. This is at Alive and Shine Center, by the way, great place. There's doing, and then there's allowing.
Let's, because we're going to be taking a break here in just a second, I want to continue this conversation about that freaking out, because that happens to so many people. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is a fascinating conversation, which I love having with our girlfriends. Welcome back, Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Great. Enjoy, Natalie. Great.
Yep, great to be back.
Great. We were getting vertical during the break. So anyway, before the break, Natalie, you were talking. You were describing a scenario.
Right. I was in a yoga class and with Gordon at Alive and Shine Center, and we were doing a passive pose, and there are kind of two different poses in yoga where you can do active pose where your body's really working and passive poses where your body's really working, but it doesn't look like it. You could just be laying on the ground. And he was saying that there's doing and then there's allowing. And for me, I think sometimes I'm afraid of being in the now because I think that I'm just going to be passive. Like I just am sitting there and nothing happens. But I find that the two work together really well. Now that I've, you know, we talked about it a bit on the break, that I've seen for myself when I allow, all of a sudden it'll bring to me what I need to do. And it becomes not just sitting there feeling good in the now, but actually acting from a really beautiful place. And I think part of me doesn't trust that I'll get things done if I'm in the now. But it does. You allow, and then the wisdom comes to you, and so does the action, you know. But it's a very new pathway, I think. Yeah.
So, it is, and it's interesting because I know I've gone back and forth trying to find the most effective, because I'm not trusting enough,
yes.
But trying to find the way to be most effective in my regular life, in my work life, in all the different aspects of my life to get things done. And it's amazing because, I mean, I consider myself a fairly intelligent person, and I can make a pretty good plan, and I can come up with a really good idea of how to get things done and plan a day. And then there have been times when I've been really connected and I've done my meditation and I said, you know what, it's sort of that, okay, I need to get stuff done, but I sincerely ask, what is the best way this is mm-hmm. supposed to happen? And there have been days when I've got all these errands I need to run and things to do at work, and when I just let go and I live in each moment and I enjoy each moment as it's coming, I get done at the end of the day. I'm like, oh my goodness, not only did I get done everything I was supposed to, I got like four more things done and I met this amazing person.
Yes.
And I feel perfectly energized.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had that happen to me yesterday morning. I had, divinely organized. I didn't really, you know, plan it out, but I just kind of felt divinely organized. And I had a couple of errands to do before I got to work. And I'm thinking, okay, do I go do this one before I go to work or not? And it's like it was a definite message. You know what? If you go to this store right now, you'll go in and you'll find exactly what you need. And it will just take you 10 minutes versus maybe a half hour on Saturday. So I said, all right, I'm going to follow it. Sure enough, I go into the store and I knew exactly which aisle to walk down. And sure enough, there was the exact thing of the picture I had in my mind sitting there on the shelf in the exact color, had the exact wording, everything I wanted on it. And I was in and out of the store in like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh gosh, that is how, I want the other, you know, 23 hours and 50 minutes of my day to be like that. And it was like, I got to work. It was like only 10 after 10. And I was like, holy cow. I had two great conversations with two of the salespeople that had helped me. And it was like, I almost was in a non-time zone there.
Well, it feels like you show up in your life more. I mean, the whole idea of feeling alive. I mean, you show up more in your life when you live now. When you're not always, I mean, how many times, I mean, I'm sure all of us and probably the listeners too have had more than one occasion when you're at the checkout stand and you're thinking about the next store you're going to go to or the thing you're doing 3 hours from now or all that, and you're not in the moment.
Yeah.
And you never know, maybe that person across the counter is supposed to be someone that's coming in and becoming a great friend in your life.
Well, what was fascinating was that yesterday morning I was having this prayer. I had this prayer, and it had started in Wednesday nights, our meditation class, of, you know, I pray, I want all parts of me, I want all parts of my soul with me right now. I mean, I want all of me home in me right now to help me do what I'm supposed to do. And I want them all here, every part that's floating out wherever, home here in me right now to help me solve and come up with the ideas of how I'm supposed to accomplish these things. And it was just a prayer I had, and I felt like every cell of my body heard that prayer. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to hold that in. I swear it just organized that morning amazingly. Mm-hmm. And so, like all things being in the moment, prayers can stay and they can go. You know, it's just because I had that prayer that yesterday morning doesn't mean it's going to hold all day long unless I check back in with it and go, are you still there? Mm-hmm. Isn't that true, Savitri?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It'll just kick right back in the mind and go back in the past and future.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was an amazing feeling. Natalie, you were going to say something.
I just wanted to know, Savitri, since I know I don't know very many people who are as in the now as you. I think you guys can be with me. It's like, does she ever feel anything but love? No, it's amazing. I mean, it's really incredible to be around. So what are some symptoms of being in the now? We all know the symptoms of not being in the now. We've lived those quite a bit.
Human story.
Right, exactly. If you feel human. So what are some of the symptoms of, you know, Mona, you talked about being, feeling like, oh my God, you know, everything's just aligned. I'm present. I feel energized. What are some other symptoms of being in the now so that we can look forward to something?
Well, you feel love. You feel connectedness. You feel calmness. You feel a wideness, an openness. Your body feels safer. Mm-hmm. You just feel like you feel alive. Mm. You feel, truly, the words, feel alive and shine.
And who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, that's what everybody wants. But the thing is, mm-hmm. there, the more you live in the separateness, you can't get it. Mm. Everybody wants, your health gets way better. Your mental health gets better mm-hmm. because your mind is not stretched. Horizontally, now it's living in the peacefulness of connectedness, getting guidance from the soul that knows all and yearns to bring the best to this body. There's less stress on the nerves, so your body has a lot more energy. Energy is a big thing. We don't realize how much energy daydreaming, living from the past and living from the future, living into the future does. It robs you of energy right now. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much energy thoughts take from our body. And that's why people are so exhausted, because people are thinking so much more now than ever before. And when you think a lot, when you think in general, you are not in the beautiful moment of now. Mm-hmm. Your thinking is basically, if you really watch your thinking, it's planning the future or reminiscing about the past or grumbling about the past. You know, you're basically saying, well, this situation looks a lot like when I knew this person or when this happened. And so now how can I change this situation into something better? Well, your soul knows way better what to do. And sometimes maybe you got that situation again because you still didn't learn from the previous situation. Mm-hmm. So really pay attention and really be in the now, and you will be able to change that situation right now and not sit in your head and plan, how can I get out of this relationship? Now how can I get out of this situation? Your soul will smoothly get you out if you've learned your lesson.
If you're driving right now in Rhode Island and you're listening to this and you have a relationship issue, there's your recipe for success. If you're driving on the way to an event because it's a long 3-day weekend and, you know, it's a 3-day weekend and, you know, usually we make plans. Mm-hmm. You're going to have that time off. Great. You can learn how to, you can ask yourself to be in the moment. And see if you can change the situation around, whatever. If you're going to an event or a situation or you're just, things aren't happy at home, okay, get in the moment. Joy, you were going to say something.
Well, it made me think that when you mentioned the whole that it's a holiday weekend coming up, and I realized that if, how many people have you talked to, and I know I've had friends and things that have done this, that they've planned a vacation, and it was quote-unquote ruined because certain aspects of the plan changed.
Yes.
Right? I mean, like, mm-hmm. you know, okay, we were supposed to go on this tour and we got there and it was raining, or we were supposed to go here and the whatever was broken, or it was sold out or something. And what's interesting is I know I've had this happen, not as much now, thank goodness, but it used to. Mm-hmm. And a lot of friends I've talked with over the years, it's like it ruined the whole vacation because mm-hmm. now it's like, well, this is what we were supposed to do and it didn't work out that way. And I know that some of the most amazing vacations that I've had and that my husband and I have had together have been when stuff didn't go, quote unquote, as planned. And we're just like, you know what? We woke up at this time and we didn't plan on it. And well, we took a wrong turn, supposedly, but it felt really right to go that way. And oh my goodness. I mean, we found some of the most amazing gems on our vacations from stuff that was, quote unquote, wrong because it just felt like we were supposed to go that way.
Yeah.
And when you live in the now, you get to have the experience, the vacation, the whatever you were meant to have, which sometimes and oftentimes I found, at least for my own self, is way better than what my brain thought was going to happen.
So that just
leaves.
So you're just bringing up the point of having a flexible mind mm-hmm. is key to being in the moment, right, Savitri?
Right, right. And you know, one thing, you know, I used to think if I lived in the now, I'll never, ever, ever make plans in the future. And I thought, well, there goes my day timer. There goes the need for a calendar. Well, that's not correct. You know, what happens is, you know, we have to make certain plans, especially if you have airline ticket or going to a hotel, things get booked up. And so the soul understands that and realizes that's important. And what you do is you do what you need to do. You do the best you possibly can based on the data you have. And then in the moment of now where your soul is really showing up, your soul specifically has you send light or love or blessings to that situation in the future so that more of your soul can show up in that situation. So even if you're in the now, your soul will project some energy, some blessing energy, to make sure that situation moves in the direction not that the mind wants, but the direction the soul wants. Mm. So I love it when my soul sends that beautiful blessing light through my body into a situation 6 months from now. But the other thing my soul does is that it tells my ego, now you pray and you say that you want to change every part of you that could possibly ruin that situation, and you change that now. You change anything in you that could ruin that situation that you're going to be in 6 months from now. Mm-hmm. You be willing, mind, to be able to grow up, to be able to change the future.
That's so important, and we want to come back from this commercial break. I got so wrapped up, I didn't see this coming. We'll be right back.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Well, welcome back to our last segment on Sisters Talk Radio on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Savitri, I wanted to go back because you were saying something very powerful before that commercial break, and I was so wrapped up in listening, I didn't catch the break in time, and so we got cut off there. You were talking about your soul when you have a project, you'll project some soul energy into the future mm-hmm. to help that work out to its highest potential. And at the same time, you'll be praying to your ego to what?
Well, it's interesting. My soul just started doing this. When I got more and more in the moment of now, I thought that I'll never, ever think about the future. And then suddenly I found my soul saying, okay, you're going to be going on this trip in a few months. I'm going to send some light. I'm going to send some love. I'm going to send some blessings for that trip so that it turns out to be the best possible trip where you're safe, protected, and you can still continue learning and merging into oneness. So the soul automatically sends a part of itself, blessing. It doesn't lose itself because the soul is connected to the energy of unlimitedness. So it'll actually send light and love, a part of itself, to that situation. And then it tells the ego, okay, ego, you need to surrender your plans. You need to surrender the way you want that situation to turn out. You need to take this time now until you go to that go on that trip in 2 months. You need to grow up, basically. You need to connect more with me so that you don't mess up that trip. And so I pray, so my soul will actually give me prayers of how to make changes with my ego. Or else maybe I'll be aware, yeah, I have this tendency when I go into a certain situation like that, I tend to meet this certain people, you know, I don't want to do that again, I don't want to repeat that story again. So I'll even pray to my soul, okay, I see, yeah, when I go on those type of trips, I have a tendency to bring this particular habit out. Please help me to change that part of me so that the best me can show up in that situation. And I can do that for something that even for tomorrow, suppose I'm having a business meeting, I will take mm-hmm. a moment to send a prayer. May the best of me show up in that business meeting. May the best of everybody show up in that business meeting. What do I need to change right now in my ego, in my immaturity, so I can become a more mature person in that business meeting tomorrow?
So are you actually asking your ego to just dissolve?
Yes.
You're asking it to, like, don't become into the party.
Yeah, you're not welcome. Go to the light, go to the oneness, go to the soul, grow up. Grow up and realize uh-huh. you are not part of my story anymore.
So you're asking it to get vertical.
Yes, exactly.
It's like you cannot be horizontal anymore. That image is just so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Because it goes with the centering technique of like, mm-hmm. okay, I got too much horizontal going on. I'm laughing, but it's actually very powerful of an image.
What is it? You lose your power mm-hmm. that way. I mean, when you're spread thin so wide, you can't find that center, that connectedness, that inner strength that not only do you know what you're supposed to do in each moment, but you have the power and the energy to do it. When you're spread all over the place, mm-hmm. it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Kind of clean up your energy. It's kind of like getting
Natalie, you brought up something very clever. You brought up the concept of people who are floaters. Mm-hmm. People just say, you know what, let's not make plans. Just let anything happen. I'll be okay. That's very hippie-ish, you know?
Right, exactly. It's like, oh, yeah. Why plan? Don't be so uptight, man.
Exactly.
And then nothing gets
done. When we're talking about not being a floater, we're mm-hmm. talking about being in the flow. There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the flow is basically tapping into divine intelligence, divine wisdom, divine energy, divine blessings, divine knowing. That's a very profound place to be. A floater is just sort of numbing out and hanging out and actually leeches on other people's energy. Mm-hmm. That is not what we're talking about. We're very much in sync with our life. We're very much owning our life. We're very much being present and a master of our lives, while floaters are far from being masters.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for bringing that up, Natalie. That was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's for so much can get done. There's so much power in the moment of now, and it's so different than the moment of numb, which is what I think can be confused with the moment of now, the mm-hmm. moment of numb, or the moment of, you know, there's folks who love to just leave the body and leave the mind, being in like a drug experience, something like that. It's a very different experience, because when you're connected to the now, in my experience, you've got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
But it's joyful. It's not stressful.
And it's precise. It's precise to what your soul really gave you birth to do and not what your ego came up with and said you have to do. So your to-do list gets much more refined when you get organized. It gets much more precise. And then many times it's much less. But it's exactly what you have to do. It's amazing how much of your to-do list is filled with your ego, just wasting time and waste just sort of numb out.
My ego just cowered. Just walked off to the side.
Mine too.
Well, you know,
send it to the light. Send it to the light.
Go into the light. Don't go anywhere crazy.
Well, I mean, from what Savage is saying, it's actually true. It's the how much on your to-do list is to hide from doing what it is you know you're supposed to be doing. Really, how much on your to-do list is just stuff to keep you distracted from the thing that you know you're supposed to do, which back to what Natalie said, which is usually something you don't like.
Right.
Right, but it's like if you just do it and then you get that clarity from inside, you're right, it's not that you don't plan, it's just, okay, this is important. This is something I need to get done.
We had on our Savitri on a Live and Shine show on Tuesday when Adil was interviewing Troy McClain. Troy McClain, who was on Donald's Trump Apprentice show, Savitri or Adil interviewed him, and he was saying that you know, there's things he doesn't like to do, even though he's achieved immense wealth this lifetime. But he said, you know, I've learned to just look at it and go into it. Just move into it, just lean into it, and just say, well, let's just look at it. Let's check it out and see what it is. And just move into it. He said just that simple act of just getting into it can dissolve a lot of that, you know, I don't like to do this. Because the I don't like to do this a lot of times can just be an idea and really may not have anything to do with the truth of maybe you do like it. Maybe you just needed to find a different way to do it, which is where your soul would come in, right, Savitri?
Well, you know, I found that we waste so much more energy thinking and talking about how much we don't want to do something. And the amount of time it takes to do it is so much less. And it ends up being more fun. It's just a fascinating how we'll just grumble, I don't want to do this. And we spend thoughts and feelings worrying about, I don't want to do this, I don't like doing this, I'm afraid to do this, da-da-da-da. Just connect with your heart chakra, focus, be really present, and you'll be able to do that, whatever you don't like, so much faster. And then suddenly you'll go, hey, it wasn't so bad. I think I liked it.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish I had this quote that I read. I keep it by my desk, and it says something to the effect of, I'm probably butchering it, but this constant preoccupation with all of the things we have to do is the single biggest waster of time and energy.
Yes.
Exactly.
And Savitri, we have about 2 minutes left before the show ends, so I wanted to see how if there's any other words of wisdom you'd like to share with us.
Well, you had mentioned about our health and how not living in the now can mess up our health. And it really does, because in the moment of now, it's fascinating how much energy your soul brings to the body. You have to remember your soul brought life energy to this body. The difference between a dead body and a live body is your soul. Your soul brings energy to this body. So the quickest way to get energy for your body is not to turn to coffee and sugar and stimulants. It's to realign your mind into the heart chakra with your soul, and then your soul then expands its presence in the body and gives the body all the energy it needs to have a peaceful mind, to have a happy, healthy body, to have balanced emotions, and to be in that wonderful place of flow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And that sounds like a great message to leave our listeners with for the weekend, since we're running out of time here. And enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. See if you can make this weekend a completely different experience by being in the now. Get vertical. And I just love that. And see if you can just make it a completely different, beautiful experience by just don't plan forward. Just be right there in the now with whatever your plans are. And let us know. So enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Savitri, so much. And we'll
Thanks
be back with you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you,
everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thank
you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.